I'd just like to say a great big thank you to the friends and family of Lauren and Dan and Ben and Catherine. Some of you I know have driven a long way today, and you negotiated all the fun run in battle, and you managed to get here. I commend you. There are people here who I was absolutely certain were going to be late, and we're here very early, so well done. You did well, you did good. Having children is a life-changing experience. And the Bible teaches that God has placed an eternal spirit into each human being. And so parents have an awesome responsibility to do their best to introduce their children, not only for life in this world, but also the idea of life in the world to come, to introduce them to that. And a sense of awe and wonder often accompanies giving birth to a child. Often the whole experience just seems to bring new parents closer to God, at least for a little while. And if there are complications after the birth, and if that new fragile human life seems just to hang by a thread, many people will turn directly to prayer, or they'll contact someone who goes to church and ask them to pray for them. And there are three things about a young child which can be used, I believe, to illustrate very powerful truths about God and why Jesus came to the earth. And they are these: a baby is born as an expression of love, a baby comes with the promise of life, and a baby gives hope for the future. Firstly, a baby is born as an expression of love. And the first thing I'd want to say to parents of all young children, not just those with young children on the stage, but others here who've got young kids, is to encourage you to keep love for each other alive in your own hearts. Lots of us are at the marriage of one or both of the couples here today, and we are glad it's weather's better so far, because those were very damp occasions, weren't they? Both the receptions, it was quite a lot of water about, really. So we rejoice with you on those occasions, lots of us. And now you both couples have started a family. And Evelyn and William will make many demands on your time and your bank balance, and probably the bank balance of their grandparents. And even with young children, I would encourage you to try and make sure you have some time for each other. And you can, I mean, at this moment in time, all the grandparents are still alive, so make the most of them. But don't, am I making a pitch here? But it's very important, actually, that parents have time for each other, that they don't actually become so child focused or baby focused that they stop doing things with each other, because keeping love alive in a marriage has got very little to do with each giving each other expensive presents, and it's got everything to do in a relationship of being kind and thoughtful to each other, of being patient with each other, and of remaining faithful to one another. Some couples try to set aside time each week which they call marriage time, and they take it in turns at that time to suggest what they do. Now, if you've forgotten all about that in marriage preparation, now's a good chance to think about starting it again. A marriage time doesn't have to involve lots of expense or even going out, but it does have to involve having some exclusive time for each other without a child or a baby hanging on your arm. A baby is born as an expression of love. A baby comes with the promise of life. William and Evelyn were born in the 21st century, and if God grants them a long life, they will see the 22nd century and could well become great grandparents. Of course, no one knows the future, but we all hope that babies come with the promise of life going forward for many years. And as these two cousins grow up, if they're brought along to this church, they will hear about Jesus. And that means they may well come to the point of personal belief where they're ready to be baptized and make a public profession of Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. And that sequence of events lies in the future. But the fact we hold it out as a distinct possibility means that we do not believe the prophets of doom, who tell us that within the next 20 years, most Christian churches will close down. Those of you who know this building will know that this year we spent a great deal of money improving this chapel, and we've invested heavily in things like children's ministry, because we really do believe the church has a future and that children in the church also have a future. So a baby comes born as an expression of love, comes with a promise of life, and a baby gives hope for the future. Every family is different. Every family is different. As you've got married and you've started comparing your in-laws, you'll have worked that out. That every family is different. And every family goes through difficult times. And just as new life is added to the family, so both families, there have been bereavements in families this year and last year as older relatives have passed away. And in a family, people experience deaths as well as births. But weddings and births give particular hope for the future. You can have a loving family, and you can make a loving family without living in a palace. One of the best investments we can make in our children is to invest in them by giving them time. And having a child is a powerful reminder to parents that they are no longer just living to please themselves, but they should be investing daily in the future of their child and the future of their family. So what's the Christian message in all of this? What's the Christian application of all of what I've said? Well, Jesus too was born as an expression of love. Not the normal sexual expression of love between Mary and Joseph, because Christians believe that the conception of Jesus took place miraculously. And the birth of Jesus, which is celebrated at Christmas, is an expression of God's love, in that the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. The Bible doesn't say God so loved the Brits. It doesn't say God so loved Europeans. God loves everyone. Every race, every colour of skin, every language group, every culture. And just as a sensible parent will love their children equally, so God loves the different people groups of the world, and he gave his Son to become the Saviour of the world. Now, we can't imagine what sort of life lays ahead for these two. I wonder if they'll grow up liking each other, tolerating each other, fighting each other. We don't know what lies ahead, do we? We hope it's all going to be great. But whatever sort of people they eventually become as they grow into adulthood, the best decision either of them could make as life unfolds is the decision to accept Jesus Christ as their own Savior and Lord and put their trust in him. That is the best decision that any one of us could make, and it will give us all a real hope for the future, both in this life and in the life to come. A baby comes with promise of life. What's the application of that? Well, when Jesus came into the world, it was with the promise of eternal life for all who will come to God for forgiveness and put their faith and trust in him. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Jesus also said, "Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that I, the Messiah, can give you. For God the Father sent me for this very purpose." Jesus was born in Bethlehem many years ago, and in his life he never travelled much further than the distance from Battle to Birmingham. However, the life Jesus lived left a lasting impact on the world, on the whole world. And the Bible tells us, "For to all who receive him, who believed on his name, he gave power to become the children of God." You know, becoming a child of God may sound a really daft idea to some people, but think of it like this. We understand there is a sense in which William belongs to Ben and Catherine and Evelyn belongs to Dan and Lauren. But this state of affairs is only temporary. These little babies will grow up and one day leave home. However, when through faith in Christ we become the children of God, we never grow away from him, but we grow closer to him as time passes. Now, Evelyn is a Lee and William is a Garlic. They have both taken the family name of their dads. And when we trust in Jesus to be our Saviour, that's the point at which the Bible says we are born again and we take the family name of Christian or follower of Jesus, and God becomes our Heavenly Father and we become his child. The Bible tells us to cast all our care upon him, for he cares for you. And a good father is someone who will love and care for his children. The Bible says that God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Jesus Christ. And a good parent will provide for their children. The Bible says that God is our refuge and strength, a tested help in time of trouble. And a good parent will help their children. They will never do anything purposefully to hurt their children. They'll only do those things which help the child grow and mature into a young adult. And God operates in exactly the same way, only his ways are perfect. And unlike human fathers who make mistakes, God never makes a mistake in the dealings with his children. So thank you for coming today. Thank you for bringing the children. Thank you all for coming. And we're going to pray now. Firstly, ask God if there's any particular thought or idea for your life he wants you to go away and think over or work on. Has God given you a challenge about the way you're living? Father in heaven, we've given thanks today for the richness of family life. We have thanked you for William and Evelyn. We have thanked you particularly for the families into which these children have been born. We've acknowledged the love and care of parents and other relatives and friends which has surrounded them from their early days. And as we think about where their lives might take them, and we wish for them the very best, help us to pause and reflect on where our lives are taking us. Help each of us to take the right steps which will enable us to trust Christ as our Saviour, and in so doing, find the gate to life eternal and the entrance to heaven. Amen.